Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Yeah, well, they've got to bowl a lot better, obviously, and a lot smarter. Vernon Philander was the one exception. I thought he bowled pretty well, but he was badly handled by the captain, taking him off at a time when he was really troubling the batsman. Dale Steyn, I think, was the fella who set the bad pattern for South Africa. And what happened was it followed on from a batting performance that was questionable, apart from a couple of players. So South Africa, having batted in rather brittle fashion, then needed to come and have an extremely good session with the ball. And Dale Steyn, to me, as the leader of the attack, really let them down. So it's been a poor day for South Africa, a very good one for Australia, who bowled pretty well, pretty sensibly, and took some excellent catches.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. I mean, you needed your gun players to stand up. Stark stood up. He got the early breakthrough, so he did his job. Steyn was the absolute opposite to that. Where he was needed most, he didn't deliver. Nor did Amla, who's one of the more experienced players in the side. So for South Africa, I suppose the plus was Bavuma, who's making a name for himself as a middle-order batsman, and Quinton de Kock, who played pretty well. But on the bowling front, as Ian said, Philander, probably the standout, although he went for a few boundaries. I still think, and Dale Steyn, he'll need to really buck up tomorrow of South Africa to make any impact on this game.
And once again, the impact of David Warner, not so much to change the course of the game, because Australia was already on top, having dismissed South Africa for 242. But as we know, at any level of cricket, you can't judge a match until both sides have had a bat. But then to increase the momentum of the host nation to score so freely in the last hour and a half, to have already wiped off 105 of the deficit, to go into day two trailing by just 137 with still all 10 poles available, is incredible stuff.
Yeah, I think it was a planned attack by Warner. He does play that way anyhow, but I think he knew that if he could get on top of Dale Steyn early, that would be a big help to Australia. I think he also understands that South Africa have always liked to contain the opposition. They like to bowl good, accurate, fast-medium bowling with conservative field placings, choke the runs off. And I think Warner, understanding that, thought, right, if I can attack, get a few boundaries away, they might push the field back fairly quickly. And that then makes it easier for the guys at the other end and the guys who are coming in behind him. So I think it was a bit of a planned attack by David Warner, and it worked a treat.
Yeah, and I think Dale Steyn, he fell into that trap that we've all talked about. It's an old one from the Wacker, and that's bowling too short, just giving too many boundary balls. And I think Faf du Plessis has got to take a little bit of responsibility. If you're going to defend, which they do as of now, the way they play, then you've got to do it properly. And if you're going to do it properly, you've got to work to a plan. It seemed like they were all over the place. It was, you know, the short pitch bowling. Should we have a man down at Flastop? Should we have a man up? It was almost reactive captaincy rather than positive captaincy. And they'll have to think about it tonight, and they'll have to go away and put in a much better performance tomorrow.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.